Coming up with titles for individual poems or even for books can be fraught. And I know that a lot of writers struggle with this. As an editor, as a writer, as a teacher, it's something I have to think a lot about because I work with other writers and I work with students who need titles for their work. When it comes to titling things for my own work, sometimes titles come to me right away, instinctively, and sometimes I have to chip away at them. Often I'll come up with 10 or more titles for something and think about them for a long time before I settle on one. We put a lot of pressure on titles. We ask them to do a lot of work. A title has to be an invitation. A title sometimes needs to be the key to unlocking the mystery that exists within the work. Sometimes the fact that the title is the key isn't obvious until you're finished reading it, and it has a kind of retroactive logic to it. Sometimes a title is merely a name, the way that people have names, and it doesn't necessarily mean anything anymore. Just because someone's name is Rufus doesn't mean they have red hair anymore, even though, you know, maybe once upon a time that was why people were called that.